No end in sight for the partial government shutdown. Democrats say President Trump's latest offer from the weekend is a non-starter, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell still expected to bring it up for a vote later this week. Let's get into it with Colorado's Republican Senator Cory Gardner, live from D.C. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So you were the first Republican senator to come out and say, we got to pay these workers and figure out the border wall later. Do you feel like that's kind of fallen on deaf ears?
Well, look, I think we need to get the government open. I've never believed shutdowns were a way to try to influence policy. I do think we need border security. I'm somebody who believes what apparently a lot of people think is a rarity today, that we can walk and chew gum at the same time, fund border security, fund Congress. But we should open the government, get the government open, and get people back to the negotiating table.
I've asked your other colleagues in the House as well. Are you foregoing your paycheck while the shutdown continues?
If federal workers aren't going to get paid, I'm not going to get paid. And we've said that, and I think that's something I've done in previous shutdowns as well.
Would you vote for Mitch for the president's idea that Mitch McConnell is said to bring to a vote later this week?
I certainly would, because that would open up the government. That would get the government open. And look, what we're going to be voting on is a motion to proceed. If people don't like the president's proposal, this is their chance to debate that, to bring up a different solution onto the floor, to bring up an amendment onto the floor. So if they deny this opportunity to even open up debate, they're saying they don't even want to talk about opening up the government. So I'm going to vote yes to proceed. I support the president's proposal. It's reasonable. It's a compromise. He doesn't get everything he wanted. The other side doesn't get everything they wanted. I don't think compromise is a dirty word. I don't think border security is a dirty word. What is something that needs to get done is open the government for the people of this country and show that we can govern responsibly.
Senator, is the biggest issue you think it's the policy of immigration and less the visual of the wall? Would you agree with that?
We know there are some people on your radio show who have said it's the visual of the wall. I listened to another member of the delegation who said it was the visual or the optics of the wall. Look, we already have walls on the border in certain places. The president on Saturday said he's not talking about a C2C barrier. He's talking about barriers where the professionals in border security say it's necessary to stop a flow of people from entering into the country without documentation. So I think this is a political fight. It's a silly political fight. People need to go to the table, come to the table, and work this out. And that's why I think this Thursday vote, which is about a chance to debate a solution, is important to succeed.
Yeah, Thursday, a possible vote. Friday, the next time these government workers don't get a paycheck, their second one. What kind of phone calls and emails has your office been getting from those workers who are essentially working without pay?
Well, it's those workers, and I understand how. I mean, look, if you're a worker and you're making $40,000 a year or less, maybe more, and you can't make a mortgage payment, you know, I hope that their bank has been able to work with them. But if they haven't, they could end up with problems with their house getting refinanced, or bad credit markings. People who are tight to living paycheck to paycheck on energy costs, on housing costs, on food allowances. And it's those communities surrounding them that are worried about it. Restaurants that may not be as busy as they were because they were next to a federal facility, a city that lives next to a national park that's closed. So let's get this back open. Let's fund border security. We can do both. But I think it's important to have this conversation in the country where we shouldn't have zero-sum absolutes. We can actually accomplish multiple things at the same time.
I want to pick up on what April said with the moments we have left. Of those calls, how many of them call you and say they're for the wall?
A lot. I mean, I've even had federal employees who have said that they're not getting paid. They understand it, but it's worth it. So we are getting calls from both sides of this debate, to people who are federal workers who are very upset, people who are federal workers who say they support what the president is doing, people who aren't federal workers but support what the president is doing, and people who aren't federal workers who oppose it. So, but I don't think anybody opposes border security. In fact, just a few months ago, Republicans and Democrats came together for $25 billion worth of border security. So
yeah.
I don't understand why this debate is what it is, unless it's just sheer politics, and that's pretty sick.
Yeah, you take that W word out of it, and you may have a deal on your hands. We will see. Senator Cory Gardner, thanks for the time, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.